I wasn't sure about the music and the singing. I came from a background where, you know, singing was a big component of everything, and we sang many times, and if something felt nice, everybody sort of just sing more. You just repeat the last verse again, you know, as you feel that it's actually good, why not repeat it again? Yeah. And I soon got used to the singing and the music. I started liking it. What was interesting then was also just the time spent on a service, very short. And then it was a bit scary for me to see preachers, almost all of them, looking at their notes. Because it's not something I'm really used to. I know that we work more on, you know, just put bullet points, but you don't really. But my first experience of the preachers that were coming up, all of them sort of had this written sermon. It was really hard. I was intimidated because I thought, wow, this is more like you prepare an essay of some kind. You've got to be thoughtful. And it was intimidating. It was also just good to see, for me, which was really different from where I've come from. And I think from that experience, I learned a lot. That is the old age activity component of the service. Mm-hmm. That is amazing. You know, I found all preachers doing it so well. Then I thought to myself, would I ever be able to do that? Because it's not something you would find in South Africa. Besides that, we've got so many children. Preachers just don't do, there's no direct engagement with the children. I don't know, it's because it's the large number, because they're too many that you can do anything with them. Or I don't know why, but I'm very confident now, going back for a short period or whatever time, that I would be so able to actually do a children's activity or an old age activity of some kind before I begin with the official sermon, etc., just to recognize, you know, the presence of children